And he did a paper called Future Applicability of Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Anyway, I was trying to get to
did
see...
Did you get a copy of
it? Yeah, oh yeah, it was very interesting. It had nothing at all to do with the applicability of Phoenix.
Yeah.
It just talked about his experience with Phoenix. When I got to the end, I wondered, well, where's the chapter on the applicability? But it wasn't there. So I thought it wasn't an inappropriately titled paper, but he said to say hello. I talked to him on the phone.
Yeah. Did you get a piece written by Ralph Johnson before he died?
Oh, that was, yeah, I you read that yeah. at American University.
Yeah.
And it was good because
I haven't seen it.
He cited his sources.
Did he?
And he cited the Matt Kord's records and the records groups and the Ascension numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wrote, I wrote those down, and when I wrote a Freedom of Information Act request, and I sent it to Department of Defense, Department of Army, and the State Department, and bases went blank because it turns out that those numbers are not supposed to be public knowledge. And knowing the Ascension number of the backcourt, accession number, right?
Yeah.
You have to.
I wonder what it's accession to what, but that's right.
It's a box, I think. Actually, just a box. And
shows you where it is.
Yeah, and where it is. And I asked specifically for specific documents which Mr. Johnson has cited. And the Freedom of Information Act requests have a way of disappearing in a black hole, never to emerge again. And this one is, I think, reached depths of the black hole that never been plumbed before. But maybe someday. I'm trying to get my senator to help me out with it. That's about it. Those were my main questions were about the advisory groups. Those were the things that I was most interested in. I wondered if you had actually played a role in developing the names, Fung Hung advisory groups, or any of that
Fung
sort
Hung,
of thing.
I've forgotten where the Fung Hung came from.
Okay.
Phoenix was a rough translation.
Right.
And we just used Phoenix as the name. You couldn't think of any other name. It's as good as any.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot to do with Phoenix. I spent a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not exclusively, of course, because I was busy with all the other things, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a lot to do with the general policies and efforts of that.
Can we branch out into some wider-ranging things for a few minutes? Could you describe your relationship with Mr. Shapley?
He was the chief of station. I'd been chief of division.
So you had been his superior?
His boss, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and saw him a number of times in the house.
Can you tell me when he became station chief in Saigon?
It was in late 67.
Okay. And he replaced Mr. Hart?
Yeah.
Would you have been aware of those at the time?
Oh yeah, I was first. Yeah, I probably had a lot to do with sending him to me because I thought very highly of him.
Okay.
He's a good officer, excellent officer. And my predecessor, Des Fitzgerald, had arranged to send him from Berlin to Laos. Wait a minute, then he went home from Laos, didn't he?
Well, it's funny because I know that he was in Chile at one point, I think in 72, and yet he comes back and becomes station chief again or is back in Vietnam again at the end while Polgar is station chief because he's written about or Polgar replaces him.
Yeah, Polgar replaced him.
So there seems to be a period where he is not there.
He became the assistant deputy director for operations, so he would have been Polgar senior.
Okay.
with a world responsibility, not just Vietnam.
Okay.
Now, I've forgotten what I
did. Okay.
But he worked on the Cuban issue for a little
while. Yeah, Jan Wave. And all that stuff.
When he did that.
Okay. I think that's 61, 62, 63, really? In those years.
Well, then maybe Des gave him to me to send the files. I guess that was what it was.
I recently found out that...
No, I remember what happened. He worked on the Cuban thing for a while, and he went to Berlin, and then I got him out of that. Des Fitzgerald and I got him out of that after only a very short time in Berlin.
Okay.
And sent him out to Laos, and he was there for 3 or 4 years, still, I guess, 67.
Okay.
I think he was there when I got there, and our relationship was, he had his chores, I had mine.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously had to keep our people from getting tangled up with each other,
right.
Because the CIA station quite properly wanted to keep its operations to itself,
right.
And I quite properly wanted to make sure that any CIA operations that involved pacification
mm-hmm.
were properly coordinated into the overall pacification.
Okay.
And we turned programs over from him to me, and the Cadbury mm-hmm. program was turned over from CIA to Forbes. The Phoenix program was turned over from CIA to Forbes.
Okay.
The direction of it became mine. You know, and we worked together on that sort of thing.
Is there a relationship between Cambodia and Vietnam and Laos and Vietnam that affects Phoenix at all in any way?
The only thing was that we would find out that the province committee was living over in Cambodia or something like that.
Okay.
There was no coordination.
Would Phoenix or Phuong Hong teams go into Laos or Cambodia after people if they had been identified as being in Laos or Cambodia?
Some of the border special forces types.
So maybe in that sense, SOG could have been involved in Phoenix? Because if SOG people were going...
Phoenix intelligence and gone after somebody, yeah.
I see. Okay. I often hear, and this might be a case
of... the province committee was sitting at the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and we would have made that available.
Mm-hmm.
The Vietnamese weren't allowed to go into Cambodia. The mm-hmm. Americans weren't allowed to go into Cambodia. The special forces were.
But weren't at different times, especially military assistance advisory programs and CIA people and embassy people in Laos and Cambodia already?
Sure.
So, I mean,
they
couldn't go into Cambodia or Laos, but they were already there.
Yeah, but they weren't involved in that kind of border problem.
Okay.
I mean, they were working in the center with the authorities.
With politicians or generals or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had their own programs. I mean, we were running a major war in Laos. The CIA station was
right.
running a major war in Laos. But they weren't interested in sort of the border things about that.
What is your role in war in Laos? Is that...
As a division chief.
So you oversaw...
Sort of general responsibility.
Did this... was your one of your areas then Thailand also? I understand that the...
East Asia, yeah.
Okay. I understand that a base was built in Nakhon Phnom, Thailand, which the 56th Air Commando Wing operated out of to observe the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And that's...
Sure. There were various bases in Thailand. Not CIA. There were CIA installations in Thailand also. But Nakhon Phnom, I think, was an Air Force base.
Right, exactly. Okay. Would you know what was going on the Bulawin's Plateau in Laos?
Sure, I've been up there.
You have? Have you been to Pak Say?
Sure. Yeah, a number of times.
You have? Can you give me a description of what Pak Say looks like?
Pak Say is a tiny little... dusty, colonial village with a few wooden houses and a few stone houses along the dirt road.
No paved road.
It may have been one. And there was an airfield.
Is this a place where the CIA had a presence? Obviously, if you had been there, they had a presence, at least in the times you were there.
We had for a while. I don't know when we did and when we didn't. You know, we'd have somebody on it. It was the head of the southern region of Laos.
That's right. Champ Pasek. The fellow's name was Boon, B-O-U-N, Champasek was the leader of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
He was the head of it, yeah.
Do you know anything about Atapu, which I believe is a few miles?
It was even more distance into the bush.
Okay.
I know it as a name. I don't know what I've ever
met. You're the first person I've ever met that's been to Paxay, but I've read an awful lot about it. Population there, maybe 5,000 at Paxay?
Yeah.
Okay. And Atapu, I suppose, would be smaller.
Much less, yeah.
Okay.
Atapu is on the Bolan?
Yeah. On the very eastern edge. It's a very eastern ridge, whereas Paxay is, I believe, closer to the... Is that area like a plateau? Is it heavily forested?
The plateau was beautiful. It had forests, but it also had open grassy areas.
So it's not like a jungle with a triple tier kind of
there are areas
jungles.
Like that, yeah. Particularly in the lower lands, but in the higher lands, it's a little more savanna grass.
Okay. Very interesting.
Beautiful.
Would you have, is now a good time for me to get those addresses
for
you?
Sure.
Okay.